I was born and raised in southeast North Dakota. My father worked in a creamery. My mother was the housewife. And her work was raising us boys and my sisters, canning food in the garden, and all of those things that all of you have done. Because the income was low and you needed to have a cellar full of produce to last you through the winter. And I started working, as I mentioned earlier, by going out to my grandfather's farm. Now that was a twofold program. It got us out from under mother's feet, and grandpa used us to do the little chores like milking cows, herding cattle, shocking grain, driving the stacker team, and so on. As I got old enough, I picked up a job working as a helper on a creamery truck where we would deliver beer, pop, and ice cream, and take out the empty cream cans out to the filling stations, and empty chicken coops, empty egg crates, and then on the trip back we would pick up the chickens and the cream and the eggs and deliver them to the creamery. I did that until the war came along, and then I spent almost 4 years with Uncle Sam, and he gave me a nice tour of the islands. And then, like I mentioned in the film, I took advantage of my GI Bill of Rights and took a degree in agriculture, and spent the rest of my life working in agriculture as a fertilizer specialist and as a poultry specialist. And I was a poultry specialist up until the time I retired. And now they've put me to work at doing things like this, or many of the other things that we have.
You're on.
Okay. My name is Ray Pelzel. Back home in Heron Lake, Minnesota, on the farm, we were known as Pelzel. And my older sister was teaching school in those days, and so she decided to use Pelzel. So it seemed to be easier, and I've found it to be easier for myself too to say Pelzel. So it's either one, Pelzel or Pelzel. But back on the farm, I was more or less like all farm boys. We helped the neighbors. We did get a few cents an hour, though. We got about 10 cents an hour, and we'd get a few nickels for picking up corn and this type of thing. But actually, my first real job, except for being a farmer, would have been on the railroad when I was 23 years old. But I do want to tell about my farm background. We had 10 of us in the family. We had 160 acres, with part of it was tillable, part of it wasn't, so a very small farm. So we had to do a lot of dairying. We had to milk cows in the morning. I was, I think, 8 years old when I milked my first cow. And the reason I was able to milk that cow, because all you had to do was feel her and she'd start letting the milk run. Some of you that were on the farm realized we had some of those cows, and then also we had some of those cows that wouldn't want to give it up, no way. I wasn't given any of those. But as I grew up, we helped my uncle. He didn't have any children, and he would give us 10 cents an hour or something to kind of buy candy with, and that really helped. But then it looked like I might be on the farm, and a war broke out, like I mentioned earlier. That really made a lot of changes. My brother was 2 years younger. Actually, I should mention, too, that my mother died when I was 15, and I had a twin sister, and I had a younger brother at 13, and the other younger sister at 11. So my dad was the backbone of the family, so that when the war came along, they was pretty sure that they were going to let one of us boys stay on the farm. But it's kind of hard to tell about. I was 18, and they wasn't drafting until they were 20. So when I got to be 20 to be drafted, my younger brother got to be 18. So one day we started talking about how we're going to handle this, or who they're going to draft, and we neither one of us thought we should volunteer. We should let the government decide who they take. So anyhow, how it worked out, they took my brother. But when he left, before he left, we decided that whoever went to the service, we shook hands on it, they would get the farm, be able to farm when he came back, or have the choice of coming back to the farm. And so he went to the service, and when he came home, I asked him what he wanted to do, and he wanted to go farming. He says, the government is going to help me a little bit, which they did. So I went railroading, and that was my first big job. My job was to fire a steam engine, and we had to do it with shoveling coal. The diesels were coming out at that time, but they had stokers on the main lines, but we were shoveling coal, and I was right-handed all my life, and we had to shovel coal left-handed in order to get into the firebox, and we'd have to step on this pedal at the same time and throw the coal in and spatter it out. That was really hard. I finally got used to it, but I did this for a couple of years, and then my brother got killed in a car accident. And there my dad was alone again, so I decided to go back on the farm. And then as I was on the farm for a couple of 3 years, my dad passed away, and my wife and I were shocking oats one day, and he says, now do we want to do this the rest of our life, or don't we? The oats had hail that year, and it was mostly all straw, and there was hardly any oats in the straw, and so when we got done thrashing, there was hardly any oats, and so there was very little income. They had done a lot of damage. We were in an area where we had a lot of hail. I hope I'm not going too long here, but it is my history. And so then we decided that farming wasn't for us, so I went to Mankato and got myself a job in the brewery, and my railroad background got me an engineer's license, and I was an engineer at the Mankato Brewing Company, and the Mankato Brewing Company was having a hard time to make both ends meet, so I started looking for other jobs, and Honeymead hired me, and after a few years I became one of the managers at Honeymead, and I've had a real good life as far as a working life is concerned. Honeymead has always been good to me. I worked hard for them, of course, with my farm background. That's always been something that people are looking for, that are hardworking people have always had I wouldn't say always, but the ones that I know have had farm backgrounds. I don't know what we'll find in the future so much when so few farmers are, but this is all I have to say, and I thank you.
Can you sit here? No,
you can sit here.
I can get up here.
Okay.
I'm not bashful anymore. Just as much.
Too many legs.
Too many legs. Just it's already run.
All right.
Oh, a lot of strange faces. I wasn't raised. Hold it up closer to you. I wasn't raised around here. My home was in Wisconsin. I was born in Minneapolis, but then I was moved to Wisconsin.
Name.
My name is Orlin Idy. And we moved to Wisconsin, where I was raised on a small farm during the Depression, like the rest of the U.S. did. And when I graduated from high school in 1934, I worked on a farm shocking corn for 10 cents an hour, 10-hour days. And I see the school bus go by, and I was wishing I was back on that. I had to graduate from school, and I didn't know what I was in for. But then during the 30s, we went out in Dakota 3 different years and got 30 cents an hour. And then we thought we was making big money. But in 1940, then we went, 3 of us went to Milwaukee looking for work, and they wouldn't take anybody that didn't have a trade. We were just from the farm and didn't know much of anything. We tried Milwaukee for a week, and I went to La Crosse, and the other two guys quit, and I went to Minneapolis. And my sister was there, and her brother-in-law told me to go down to the streetcar company. They hired men from out of town. So I went down there, and I went to the employment office. There's an old army captain was at the head of it. And he says, you're married? I says, no, can't use you. Just like that. But I said, I've been going to get married for 2 years, but I wanted a job first so I could support my wife. Get married, we'll put you to work. So this was on Friday. My brother-in-law took him down to Wisconsin and stayed overnight to my folks. And then Saturday morning, I went down to my wife's folks, pick her up. She was willing to come. So we went back to Minneapolis, and Saturday morning, forenoon, and she bought a wedding outfit. Saturday afternoon, and the next Wednesday, we had to wait 5 days, we were married. And then I had a job, was I tickled. Because working on a streetcar was something different than the farm. They wanted me to tell them where to go. Now, I'd have liked to have told them where to get off at, but I didn't know nothing about the city. So it was really hard, but I had a job, and I was tickled about it, and I had a wife. We found an apartment in the city for 3.5 a week, completely furnished, just a one room. But that was even linen and silverware and everything included. I don't remember just what the wages were, but there was a lot more than what I had been having. So I worked on a streetcar for about 2 years. By the way, when I hired out, I hadn't got my draft number yet. So I got my classification. I was 3A. Well, then they said a year later, they said if you had a child by the 1st of September, you could pass up the service yet. Well, our daughter was born last of September. Got through that by one day. And then during the wartime, I was down on farming on my own. I always wanted to farm. For 6 years, I got a full government loan from the government to farm, and everything went backwards. It's got Banks disease, and the horses got fistula. Finally, I gave up and come back to the city. And of course, I had a good line record, so I always got back into the streetcar company, and from there, I went to buses. And that's where I spent most of my life working, although I did finish up 12 years with a Crown Auto supply, special delivery. And I really liked that because I get around and do a lot of visiting, talking, which is my weakness. And I also spent 2 years in the car business in Minneapolis for just partnership with a guy, which I enjoyed a lot. And that brings me just up to retirement. I retired in 1979 and spent the next years in Minneapolis, but then our daughter lives here in Waseca. Of course, my wife liked to come down here, so we moved down here. It was 2 years ago now, May, that we rented a new twin home up here on State Street. And that's where we've been since. We enjoyed it here. Thank you.